Waves. My name is Margaret. This is the Motor Calendar, where we tell you what's going on around town. We've got the Jesse and the Gnome Band queued up, warming up, getting ready to go live in just a matter of a few minutes. But I wanted to tell you about a few more shows that are going to be happening in the Detroit area. In the background right now, I got the Detroit Daggers, and they are going to be playing a show Saturday night at Mario's out in Troy, along with Carolyn Strijo. It is a memorial party for a gentleman named Dennis Cooper, who has been a musician in the Detroit area for about 30 years. And I'll let you listen to the Daggers, and you can check them out at Mario's Saturday night. Third Stone from the Sun by the Detroit Daggers. This is a three-piece instrumental band that is going to be playing it out at Mario's on Saturday night. Along with them will be Carolyn Strijo and many guests in memorial of David Cooper. We are about to go live in the studio with Jesse and the Gnome. We just have to get the final thumbs up from the sound engineer. But a couple of shows I forgot to mention. Sunday at Dylan's. Blue Collar Boys will be playing. And also, don't forget, WHFR is having their Fall Jazz Benefit this Saturday night at Andiamo's. They've got Willanima, Ron Sportcoat, and a band fusion band called Intensity. Show starts at 7, runs till 10. It's a $5 donation to get in, and all proceeds will go to benefit WHFR, because we're the station making waves here at WHFR Dearborn. I'm about to turn over the microphone to Mr. White so we can introduce the band and get rolling with Jesse and the Gnome in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
I believe we are ready to roll. Right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today, we have Jesse and the Gnome live in our studio today. Hey, Jesse, are you there?
Oh.
Whoa! I think that was that me?
No, I just turned on the...
Whoa!
Oh,
it's a little feedback. How about the... isn't it supposed to be this one?
The
J mixer?
Yeah, let's try that. Okay, now, are you there, Jesse? Can you hear me?
Control the major, Roger.
All right.
We just start. Can you hear us? We can just start playing.
We can hear you.
Are we just going to start playing?
We got you.
We're taking over the program.
All right.
The song is called Party Drunk.
Yes, we hear you now. And yeah, Jesse and the Gnome have taken over the studio today.
Roger.
Well, that's not going to help me because I'm not even looking that way.
Yes, what do you say, Jesse?
Oh, we just can barely hear you guys.
Ah.
But you look good.
Well, we do. We try to, especially over the radio. We look marvelous.
That's a lot better.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I just turned them up.
All right, we got you a little better there. In fact, could you introduce the Gnome here for us?
I'm Jesse, and with me I have Aaron Nelson on bass and Eric Rosen on drums. Eric's looking real good today.
I'm looking real good today.
Well, Eric's looking real good today.
Okay.
Hey, on the radio, everybody looks good.
That's true.
But that's Jesse Shepherd Bates as playing the part of Jesse today.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the Gnome. In fact, they used to have a Gnome they'd bring with them.
Oh, yeah, we're actually up to four now. They keep getting more and more broken, though, because it shows, I don't know, sometimes I'll play my guitar with them, and I don't know. We got a new one. His name is Homie the Gnome, and he's real cool. He's got a leather jacket.
Homie the Gnomey?
Homie the Gnomey, yeah.
With a leather jacket?
Mm-hmm. And a beanie.
Well, why don't we get these gnomes playing some more? What do you got to do for us next?
This song is called Oh Yes.
Oh Yes.
Don't make too much noise like anyone could avoid. This deal we're in, and you're quivering, trying to hold it in. I don't think you can possibly withstand. I don't think.
Jesse and the gnome. In fact, I got a question for you. We talked a little bit about your gnome earlier. Can you hear us in there?
A little bit.
Oh, okay. We'll try and fix these as we go.
Oh, it's fine.
Alan Cantino, our sound engineer, is working on it as we speak.
Oh, there we go, baby.
Go, Alan.
All right. He is a wizard. What can we say? But we were talking about your gnome a little while ago. Where does the name Jesse and the Gnome come from?
Well, to make a story that makes no sense, make a little sense, Eric and Aaron and I have been friends for a very long time, and we're all, we like to have silly time, and one day, a few years ago, we were having silly time.
Gnome.
And Oh, that's like the public debut. It's been secret since then.
No.
We just started talking about
No. How come? How come, Pilgrim? Why?
And this conversation developed mostly around the word gnome, and then when it came time to make a band.
5 years later.
5 years later, it made perfect sense to do it. Yeah.
Well, hey, as long as it makes perfect sense to you.
Right, right.
Gnome.
Yeah.
Oh, as in silly time goes, why don't we put these gnomes back to work?
I love it.
And,
well, this song is called Looking at the Girls, ladies and gentlemen of the radio. It's about looking at the girls. it's jazz.
Yeah, all right. Woo.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Oh, hey, we got to have the best bands in town in, so I had to give you a call sometime.
Ah, jeez.
Heck.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Speaking of that, you've got, do you have some shows queued up or set up for the next couple of weeks you can tell us about?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Margaret, we sure do. Saturday, we're playing at Plymouth Rocks in Plymouth. We've never played in Plymouth before. Actually, my dad's band is opening that show, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And what is your dad's band?
The Analog Dogs.
Ooh.
My godfather plays guitar for that band. My dad plays bass. And Patrick plays drums. And then we're playing Lagerhaus on Thursday, the 17th, with Estuaries and Ronnie Tibbs. And we're playing Old Miami then 2 days later. With Phantom Cats, who are one of the best bands in town. Have you guys had them on yet?
No, we haven't.
No,
I've heard about
trying.
Them.
Oh, do it.
Gotta do it.
They are so good.
Yeah,
Do it.
We've tried to get their music. It has had a little bit of trouble downloading it. So.
Oh, really? It's probably on purpose. It's probably just a prank.
Oh. Those really good bands do that, huh?
Yeah. They're our favorite. One of our favorites, though.
Well, you've told us about a few other bands we've had to check out, so it's always good to find the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to come out and see them live, because, heck, they just look so good.
Us or the other bands? I mean, Eric looks good.
Okay.
cool, should we keep going?
Sure, whenever you're ready.
Oh, we're ready. This song is called Your Lips Are Mine. Not yours, Roger. I know I looked at you when I said that, but sorry, Margaret. All right, let's do it.
right. Woo! In fact, we were just talking. Your sound, your guitar's got a real interesting sound to it.
Well, thank you.
In fact, would you like to tell people what are you playing today?
Magician never tells his secrets. But I'm a musician, so I like to brag about that. Just kidding. I don't know. When we were playing with the Satin Peaches a whole bunch, I got an octave pedal, and I could only use it once in a while, but I fell in love with the sound. So then when we made this band, I used it all the time. Because it's cool, because it sounds like three guitars at once.
All right, and I see you're playing a Les Paul there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yes.
Yes, yes. In fact, is that an older one, or is it...
A magician never tells a secret.
Oh, and you
never ask a magician how old his guitar is. I'm getting confused, Aaron.
Did you say the Beast?
Yeah, the Beast.
The Beast.
This is our song of ours.
Okay.
It's called The Beast.
Yes, yes. Ooh-wee. Jesse and the Gnome right here in the live drive at 5 Studios. In fact, if you could tell your audience today, what's the best way to get a hold of Jesse and the Gnome?
Well, I'd love to, Roger. The best way to get a hold of us is through Facebook. It's facebook.com/Jesse and the Gnome, and that's Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. There's also YouTube. I guess you can't really get a hold of us. It's the best way to look at us, though.
Oh, my.
That gnome.
That darn gnome.
That darn gnome.
Darn gnome.
Can't take him anywhere.
Sorry.
That's good. I just realized we have a half hour left and three songs left.
So. Yeah.
I'm glad you had some input on that. Yeah, Facebook.
Facebook is the best place. And in fact, they could also get a hold of you if they come to one of your live shows.
That's the absolute best way. Also and the best way to get a hug.
Oh.
But speaking of the YouTube, I Googled you, and you have a lot of videos posted of various shows.
Yeah, we've got we got a few live ones, and then some people have some live ones. And then we've started making short films. We're trying to do about one a month. First one, huh?
Is it time to...
Well, the first one was called Sauce, and that one's starring Aaron. And that's... spurred a Jesse and the Gnome tournament on Facebook. We have tournaments all the time because we really like March Madness and stuff. So we've got... it was like a month-long thing. And our fans voted Sriracha as the best sauce. And I was inspired by this video, and now we've got Don's is our next video, which actually features Nick Chevalet of the Hand Grenades donzing with us.
Donzing?
Donzing, yes. Or danzing. Danzing. I'm not really sure yet.
Both.
And we have a new tournament. We're not going to discuss it on the air, but as incentive to check out the Facebook, it's debuting tomorrow night. It's gonna go for 2 months. There's 64 contestants. It's just voting.
It's and serious.
And they'll have to check it out tomorrow on Facebook.
Tomorrow night.
Jesse and the Gnome on Facebook. Don't miss it.
Exactly. Well, good. Was that a good interlude? This song's called Oh Betty. This is the radio edit. This one goes out to Brian.
Who's Brian?
Daddy, I'm ready to drop the last.
Betty.
He says, oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Tell you, you want to remind people where they can come and see you live again?
Yeah, I'd love to. Next is tomorrow night at Plymouth Rocks in Plymouth. And then Lager House, November 17th. And then...
Did you say tomorrow night?
I was going to say.
I did. I said tomorrow. Please don't go. I mean, please go there tomorrow for their sake, but we're not playing there tomorrow. That's Saturday.
Until Saturday the 12th.
We're still and in space, guys.
And it's tomorrow's right, gnome coming.
Tomorrow's gnome coming.
Yeah, it's right on Penniman Road.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's 844 Penniman Road in downtown Plymouth.
Awesome. I think we're playing around midnight, so.
Okay, if you go, cool. you can meet Jesse's dad.
Can you meet my dad?
Yeah.
Give him a handshake.
That's nice. So you're a second-generation musician then?
Yeah. My grandma, his mother was an opera singer as well.
Well.
Runs in the family.
Her mother? I never met her mother. I don't know.
Could be seventh generation.
I could be seventh. I could be like the first musician. I could be descendant. I don't know.
It's
you can't
possible.
Prove it's wrong.
Yeah.
We're taking a break for a couple weeks over Thanksgiving, and then December 2nd we're playing at Simon's, which is downriver.
Yeah, right in Allen Park.
Allen Park. I'm booking shows there now. So I have very similar tastes to those at Motor Live Drive. So I'll probably try to book every band that plays here.
Okay. Well, either that or let us know who's playing there, and we can bring him
definitely.
In before the show.
Start coming to Simon's.
Yeah.
Yo.
We're friends.
Let's see.
But you also mentioned you had a show at PJ's Lager House and one at the Old Miami.
Yes. Lager House is November 17th. And Old Miami is November 19th. I think we're actually going to be recording the one November 17th.
So at the Lager House?
Yeah, so if people come there, they can like yell things and get on our recording, which we might release.
We played
at the Lager House. We played our 40th show there the other night. It's not our 40th show there, but our 40th show as a band. And our 8th show there. We play there more than anywhere else. So
it's a cool place.
It's
the
a
best
great
place.
Bar.
It's the best sauce.
It's the best sauce.
They also have you gone online and checked out the Detroit TV live or something?
Yeah,
they've been showing the footage of shows at the Lager House, and the quality is pretty darn good.
It really is. Yeah, I don't know if they're using Craig's sound feed or what, but it sounds really good. Our last show was on there. I had a wicked case of bronchitis, and it's a really weird show. It's really funny.
If you want to see how, if you want to see how weird he is, what day was that?
Thursday.
There's a link on our Facebook. The 17th. But yeah, it was
Thursday the 17th.
That's our next one. Yeah, if you missed the show, check it out. The feed on there.
And if you can't go, you can always get it online and watch them. As they play.
We are living in the future, Roger.
We are. But it's always more fun to be there.
Yes.
I think that's the gnome gnome magic or something.
The magic of the gnome. It's all Aaron, really.
Page of Pentacles.
Yeah. Aaron knows a lot of magic. How long ago? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Do we know any other songs, guys? This is very unprofessional, but we only have 2 songs left on the set list in this 20 minutes. We can stretch the last one out for a good 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys want to just do the most epic ending of all time? Unless you can think of another one. We haven't practiced that in a while.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got a hand grenades cover.
Yes, so we can talk about the hand grenades a lot.
Yeah,
they're the prettiest band in town.
I'll agree with you.
they're really. Watch out, Roger. They're a really good looking band, and they sound really good, and kind of in love. So we learned one of their covers. They did some recordings on our stuff. We did some recording on their stuff, and we ended up learning one of their songs and surprising them with it at Dally in the Alley.
Whoa.
And then we keep playing it because we like playing it. Personally, it's my favorite song we play.
It's not how they do it.
No. Actually,
they're crazy.
You were just playing it on the radio. It's
yeah, I
you
played
around.
It during there because they've got a show at PJ's Lager House this Saturday night.
That's
and
right,
I played.
It's the same night as Plymouth. And that's a good show to go to. I don't usually tell people to go to shows instead of my shows, but if you don't want to go to Plymouth, absolutely Lager House. A lot of good bands playing.
That's right. If you don't want to meet Jesse's dad, if you want to be that way about
it. Yeah, exactly. If you don't want to meet my dad.
Or the gnome.
Or the gnome. We might all be wearing hats. So yeah, this is our cover of the Hand Grenades song, See You Round. Go for it.
Wow, that is very different. They're so sweet and
pretty.
Yeah.
Welcome to the dark side.
We're corrupting them.
Well, I just like, I don't usually listen to lyrics, especially not my friend's lyrics, because like, you know, whatever. But I really, really like the Hangers. I just listen to the lyrics and they're really, really sad. But it's like a really catchy, poppy song. So we wanted to, like, you know, tell Nick that we're sad too sometimes. And also angry. Well, this has been my favorite time we've been here. Been here with three different bands. This is my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right.
You were here with Satin Peaches?
Uh-huh. And with Mick Bassett and the Marthas during a weird, weird acoustic set.
In fact, that was really a nice one, though.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, we liked it. It's just we all switched instruments, and I liked it, though.
That was an interesting time when everybody plays something they don't play.
Exactly. It's fun, though.
It's live.
Motor Live Drive. It's Motor Drive.
Live Drive.
Motor
yeah.
Live Drive.
Live at 5.
In fact,
all for real.
It's all for real. It's all country.
Like you mentioned, you've played in like three bands here, and most of the other guys have played in other bands as well. How did this band get started?
Well, Roger, I'll tell you, this band got started from a bold-faced lie.
Oh!
Satin Peaches has just got done with their November tour last year. That's the band Aaron and I gave a lot of
birth.
Birth. We gave birth to it. So we got back and it was December and I was still on, you know, just got off the road playing every day and I wanted to play a lot, but you know, it was really healthy for us to rest. And then we got some show offers and, I wanted to play them. So I lied and said that I had a solo band, and that we'd love to play. And then I realized I had to make a solo band. So I called Eric up and asked if he would write some songs with me. And it was like the most prolific jam ever. We wrote like 7 songs in our first jam. And then it just made sense to call Aaron because he's our musical soulmate. And we just kept playing. And then we kept playing more and more. And we've been playing and recording for almost a year now.
Hmm.
We still like each other.
Whoa. That's a good sign.
Yeah. We've been playing together, I mean, in various bands for 6 years.
Yeah, we
since I was 17.
Yeah.
Seen you in a lot of different bands, so.
Yeah.
This one sounds great.
Thanks. Do you? I got to bring the JSB squad in here sometime.
That'd be awesome.
25 yeah. people. Well, we fill up the room.
We've had a 16-piece band, not 25. So
I
want to
break the record.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see if we can do that sometime.
Being Jesse and the Gnome, do people tend to give you little gnomes, or
yes.
Are you collecting them?
Yeah, we get gnomes as gifts a lot. We try to name all of them. My ex-girlfriend gave me one of my favorites. She named it Gnomez. And he was just laying down, relaxing with a flower. My mom lives in Seattle. She sends me gnome postcards all the time. And twice the hand grenades have stolen our gnomes.
Oh,
that shows.
That's right. You got to watch out for the
you
pretty
You stole
ones.
Their song, Hazel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we love those guys.
Yeah, watch out for the pretty ones. You never know what they're going to do.
I know, right?
I agree.
Jovi.
Tomorrow's going to be a good night.
Yeah, tomorrow, if we can mention, just we're very proud of this, we're having the first annual Gnome Coming Dance. And it's at our house. Aaron and I live together in Detroit. And it's a formal dance. We have like an 11-hour music, all of the 90s, and just kind of recreating, you know, that part of our lives. And we've been working on it for days. And
actually, I'll tell the story that Roger was teaching you guys how to tie a tie before the show started.
The winds are not.
This is like the third time I've ever had a suit on.
You look darn good, buddy.
It might be the nicest I've ever looked.
Gosh, see, that's why the radio listeners have to see us
that's
in person.
Right.
That's
see
right.
How handsome we are.
And this is going to be a formal affair?
Oh, yeah.
Invitation only?
Invitation only. Ties required for the men. We were going to get a bouncer to kick people out if they weren't dressed up. that's just mean. So if our neighbors are listening, please don't call the cops on us. And come over with the tie, have some punch, dance. Dan's even?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan's. Yeah, if you want to check out our YouTube channel with all of our cute videos on it, it's youtube.com/users/MrJJ. Got a lot of stuff on there.
And it sounds like people ought to become friends with you on Facebook because you got an interesting lineup of shows coming up, and you guys post a lot of interesting things.
Oh, yeah, we're bored a lot.
Yeah.
We have silly time a lot.
And if you have a tie, you might get invited.
Oh, yeah, exactly. To the next one.
To the next one.
But, yeah, certainly Facebook. We love people on Facebook.
It's been a lot of fun having you in today.
Well, thanks.
We've really enjoyed the show.
It's been a lot of fun being here. I feel at home. I feel relaxed. We could have played Summer Song. Oh, well.
Well, you got
we have
10. We got
10 minutes.
Make that 12 minutes. 11. Make it 11 minutes left.
Nah.
So you're gonna do a come to your senses extravaganza?
Remember. Yeah, we're gonna do the ultimate rendition of come to your senses. Come to your senses.
Come to your senses.
What's going on? Thank you for having us.
Oh, I hear something.
Yeah, we're in space. Hello. Okay.
That little gnome again.
Ground control to Major Gnome.
Okay.
Thank you for having us. Mm-hmm. Thank you to anybody listening. And most of all, I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything prepared for that most of all.
See you after the show, Amanda.
See you after the show, Amanda. Side G.
Jesse and the Gnome here in the house. And, in fact, you want to, let's remind people where they can come and see you live one more time.
Well, one more time.
Whew. Well, catch your breath. Catch your
just
breath.
Just come
there.
Over, hang out. If you don't want to do that, then you can come see us Saturday at Plymouth Rocks in Plymouth, Michigan. You can see us 1 week from today, the 17th at PJ's Lager House in Detroit. You can see us 2 days after that at the Old Miami, which is in Detroit. And when after that, December 2nd. And we play a bunch in December.
Okay. And what's the best way for people to get a hold of you again?
Facebook.com/Jesse and the Gnome. That's JesseAndTheGnome.
That's right. And we got lots of other great people coming up on the Motor Live Drive at 5 next week. Next week, we have Loren here in the studios. They're an ambient shoegazer electronica band.
You can be that many genres?
Yes, they
Guys,
can.
Guys, what have we been doing?
Rock.
Oh, you slackers. Hey.
That sounds great, then.
Yeah, and then on December 1st, we've got the Desolation Angels, an alternative country band with a punk attitude. And December 8th, we have the Seatbelt, a classic Detroit rock and roll reunion right here in our studios. So you always got lots of great music along with Jesse and the Gnome. You can catch him on our Motor podcast. It'll be available right at 6 o'clock at WHFR.FM. Hit the button that says Musical Performances right on the front page, and you'll find Jesse and the Gnome looking at you for today. And you can listen to all the other podcasts we've had here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. Is that squealing? Is that Gnome squealing again? Oh, there you go. You're back again.
Yeah. You're back again.
Okay. But I'll have to let you go for now.
Well,
and
for us.
Hey, it's been real cool. And
thank you.
Hey, thank you guys. You want to introduce the band one last time?
One last time. I really hope that noise is coming through. I'm happy to introduce the band. Aaron Nelson is I'm gone. There.
I go. I guess we shouldn't have asked him to introduce him one more time.
Aaron Nelson is on bass, guitar, and backup vocals.
Am I in trouble, Jesse?
We'll talk about it on the ride home.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to McDonald's on the way home.
No, McDonald's.
Aaron. No. Eric Rosen is on drums, and I'm Jesse Shepherd Bates, and I'm the one screaming at you.
All right.
Playing guitar.
Okay. The Motor Live Drive at 5, like I say, next week, Loren. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Mystery Theater.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.